Toscano, Sego Sigoli, on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. Former educator Terry Lynn Brandt describes herself as an old-time farmer. What she means is that she employs traditional Haudenosaunee ways of farming on her Six Nations land. It's something that she now passes down to a collective of young farmers in the community. But it was a few personal challenges that gave her the idea, such as her recent successful quadruple bypass.
I had a serious operation. I had a quadruple bypass. So I was out of sync for like 11 weeks. And when you're laying there in bed, you're like, oh, man. You know, I did. And then again, the thoughts of my uncle came back. He said, my life was for nothing. Mm. You know, because when he said, I can turn around and my generations aren't doing things the way they should be doing them, right? And when he said, not all of them, but there was a few, right? And so I got thinking about that, and I thought, I have literally taught and done agricultural workshops of all kinds everywhere and literally taught hundreds and hundreds of people, right, in these workshops. And so I got thinking, I thought, you know what? Our big issue is that we just got to do it.
Brandt's uncle also played another role in her life when she needed her house built. Although she had the materials, she was lacking the funds to pay for building it. So her uncle encouraged family members to help build her home, and Brandt only had to pay for the food and beverages.
That experience led me kind of to reflect upon your life and what things happened and what things impressed you. Mm. So that led me to operating with the young farmers in a collective sense.
She says that with her house being built the way we always used to help each other, it led to her reaching out to the youth.
So I gathered them up and I invited them and I said, I'm inviting you to a young farmers collective. And the reason I'm calling it collective is because it's a key vital ingredient in not only our own history, our own way of agriculture, but it's critical in the survival of our nations, in the survival of our people, in the survival of all peoples on the world in general. Food sovereignty, food security, all these issues, climate change, none of them will be solved if we don't have a collective mind working along the same way. So what we did was, over this past winter especially, we've held several additional workshops of things I knew they really might not have good knowledge in terms of groundwater and water, things like that. So, you know, found a friend that knew that, and she volunteered her time to come down and do that kind of stuff. We had other ones on forestry, on Carolinian tree identification, which is vital to indigenous agriculture, like on a larger scale. Mm. And, you know, things like that. We got another one coming up soon on just plant, Carolinian plant identification. Things like, you know, the leeks and the fiddleheads and the ginger and all those kinds of things that should be in our forest and you should be able to go and gather, right? Just to make sure you know what it is you're looking at, you know, so those kinds of things.
But Brandt also says that the youth have to show they are dedicated, committed, and want to be part of the three-year collective process, which is a give and take, I help you, you help me association. If someone doesn't show up to help one of the other youth farmers when asked, they will not be called next time. Brandt is a well-known speaker sharing climate-smart indigenous agriculture and food security, including at the 2022 Fifth World Congress on Agroforestry held in Quebec City. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.